WUKY's Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine has the support of the Pain Treatment Center of the Bluegrass. The Pain Treatment Center specializes in acute and chronic pain management to help people live a pain-free life. More information at pain-ptc.com.
This week, we're doing something a little different because we have two important topics that one of Dr. Greg's recent guests happened to address. Bailey McCain is UK Trauma Outreach and Injury Prevention Coordinator. In part one of our conversation, she goes over what parents and kids should know about back-to-school safety.
Bailey, thank you so much for talking with me today. Under any circumstance, back-to-school time is a time of excitement and anxiety for students, for parents, adult caregivers. And I just wanted to visit with you a little bit today to ask you what sort of things should we be considering for safety going back to school?
Yes, going back to school, it can be hectic, and just honestly getting to school on time can be hectic. So it's definitely important to reiterate just the basic tips that we can kind of keep our heads wrapped around with these kids and keep them healthy and safe. And definitely in today's situation, it's a little different. So I think kind of focusing on the basics and getting those under control can help reduce injuries to our kids these days.
And what are those basics? I mean, you and I talked offline for a moment about how back before the pandemic, it was, look both ways and don't put too many books in your backpack and throw your back out. But we've got other things to consider now.
Yeah, it's usually, you want to watch out for kids who, how they're getting to school and what precautions they're taking. And now with COVID in place, it's kind of, dealing with the mask and trying to keep kids who honestly don't understand all the concepts of everything that's going on, about social distancing and why we're having to clean so many things and just keeping them. So I think, teaching hand washing is the first basic thing that we can do. And, keeping their mask on. They haven't been around their friends and they want to be around their friends, but it's kind of creating that barrier and helping them understand. So I think, education and teaching, these teachers they're going to have a hard time trying to not only teach the subjects that they need to know, but also teaching the problems that COVID's created. And hey, I know you want to hang out with your friend today, but just take the, proper precautions and stay this far away. So you've got so many kids in these classrooms that are creating another barrier and having to keep up with each and every individual.
And I guess one thing that always bears repeating that you touched on a second ago is how kids are getting to school. I either walk to UK or drive to UK to get to work. And when I drive past an elementary school and a middle school. And it always disheartens me a little bit sometimes to see how people are driving. And I guess we always want to remind folks that you're going to get there, but you need to really slow down in those school zones and watch out for kids, animals, parents, crossing guards, everything.
Yeah, and when we kind of talk about this and pushing COVID aside, there's almost like 25 million students who use the school bus nationwide that begin and end their day. And you've got to think about, their safety and how bus drivers are keeping them safe. But the most common route of travel for ages like 5 to 14 is the family car. So when we're looking at school zones and how many people are going to be in these areas at a specific time, there's got to be some structure. We've got to educate these kids before they get to school on things to do. If they're under 10 and they're going to walk, they need an adult beside them. They need to know to use the sidewalk and to face traffic when they're walking and to look both ways. When we're looking at, kids here riding the bus, we want them to be at the bus stop early. We don't want them rushing out to run to the bus. And then we don't want them, any closer than 6 feet away from the bus stop. Supervision and just education is really something that we've got to drive into these kids, because a lot of our injuries and it's my job is to address the injuries before they happen and how we can prevent these.
Absolutely. And that's why, you know, I think about these back to basics discussions, and it seems like common sense, but, you know, even major league ball players have to take batting practice. You know, we have to remind ourselves to slow down in school zones, to be aware, to know that there are there's a lot that we can do to keep ourselves and others safe.
Absolutely. And one other thing to kind of touch on is the use of cell phones. Even when you're walking, when you're driving, these kids they're looking down, their heads down, and their phones up. So, and that's something that I know the National Safety Council hits on a lot is, you know, if their head is buried in their phone, they're not looking both ways. They're not looking in front of them at the car or before they cross the street.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, before we part, Bailey, are there any other tips that you would want our listeners to know about or to be thinking about as we get back to school?
Honestly, the most thing that I think that we can teach is patience for family members, patience with the kids, and just leave early. You know, if you have to set your clock 5 minutes early to not be in a rush and to not hurry and drop off your kid or hurry and get there, because I feel like when we rush is when we miss a lot of things. So I think just taking that extra time, and even if you have to trick yourself by setting your clock forward, it's going to create a safer environment for all.
My thanks today to Bailey McCain, UK Trauma Outreach and Injury Prevention Coordinator, for talking with me about important tips regarding back-to-school safety. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.